Did you tell him about the lizards?
You don't bother them, they won't bother you.
In Holes, teenagers in trouble with the law are sentenced to a desert work camp where they spend the day digging holes. It builds character, says the warden, but there may also be a buried treasure hidden under the sand. Based on the popular novel by Lewis Sacker and adapted for the screen by the author, Holes ends up in fifth place.
You're suffering from TAS, toxic anger syndrome.
Oh, I don't have TAS.
He's angry. It's a sickness, not a crime.
In Anger Management, hothead Adam Sandler is sentenced to undergo unorthodox therapy at the hands of Jack Nicholson, who says the challenge and the fun is to give audiences something they have not seen before from him.
Almost anyone can give a good or representative performance when you're unknown. It's just easier. You know, you get the performance and that. The real pro game of acting is after you're known to unjack the character, in my case, and get the audience to reinvest in a new and specific fictional person. It's part of the craft, you know. I mean, you really have to, in order to keep growing as an actor, you have to learn the devices that keep you from just relying on what works for you.
Anger Management remains a solid hit at number 4.
There was an incident today.
That's police talk for someone getting their head lopped off.
Larry, Carolyn Suzanne was murdered.
Who's Carolyn Suzanne?
Oh, my God.
The actress I was driving.
And where exactly did that happen?
We don't know exactly because we can't find the body.
Not all of them.
10 strangers, at least they seem to be strangers, find their fates connected at a lonely motel on a dark and stormy night in Identity. The ensemble cast includes John Cusack, Ray Liotta, and Amanda Peet, and James Mangold directs the psychological thriller.
For me, what's really interesting about thrillers and horror films in this genre is that it's really the only genre where, even on a commercial level and on an audience level, the audience expects, and on the broadest level, they expect something they haven't seen before. And that's something really exciting, and it makes you think all the way through about how you're structuring this thing, what you're revealing when.
Identity opened in first place last week, but it's bumped to number 3 by the 2 new entries on the chart. A TV personality popular with the preteen set, especially preteen girls, makes the leap to the big screen.
Make a wish!
I'm in Rome with my best friend. I'm good. You make one.
Okay.
Her coin splashes into Rome's Trevi Fountain, and vivacious American teen Lizzie McGuire is off on a romantic adventure in the Eternal City. The Lizzie McGuire movie stars Hilary Duff as the character she also plays on the popular TV show.
The process is so much different, you know, than making a movie and making a TV show. But the other difference is that she kind of grows up. You know, she has lots of learning experiences, and, you know, she kind of finds herself, and she goes through a lot. So I think that's how it's different.
Why not? Take a crazy chance. Not only does she find romance, she also gets to live out every teenager's rock star fantasy. The Lizzie McGuire movie debuts in second place, but number 1 belongs to an action fantasy sequel that brings back the mutant comic book characters from the 2000 blockbuster X-Men.
Drop the knives and put your hands in the air.
This is just a misunderstanding.
Put the knives down!
I can't.
Well, that's because the knives are actually blades that protrude from his skeleton. X2, X-Men United, reunites the cast from the original, including Hugh Jackman as battling Wolverine, and Halle Berry returns as climate-controlling Storm.
It's like old home week. We just picked right up where we left off, and we all have a lot of fun together. I mean, it's a real eclectic group of people from all over the world, so we always get to learn a lot, we laugh a lot, and we're really comfortable with each other, so it was fun. And then we have some new characters that, you know, we had to initiate, but we did.
With a staggering $86 million in domestic ticket sales, that's almost double the totals for the rest of the top 10 films combined, and another $70 million from its simultaneous worldwide opening, X2 X-Men United starts its run as the new most popular movie at North American theaters. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.